Now, have you calmed down after Saturday's incredible win at Barnsley yet? Well, the good news is that the next game is right around the corner with Cambridge United visiting on Tuesday night. Michael Scubala is not getting carried away, though, as we head into the final games of the season. But he did look back on a great day at Oakwell, and he was particularly pleased with the way the players started the game.
Tough game. I know we scored some good goals, but I thought for moments it was a tough game. But I thought the lads really applied the game plan, especially the first 15 minutes, really, really well of what we tried to do. We knew it would be a really tough game because they're really good with the ball, so we knew we had to be really strong without the ball. But I thought the planning transition was really, really good, and I think to a man again, I think the lads were superb.
And some standout performances and some standout finishes, not least from Jack Moylan, the new signing that came in January. How's he settled in? Obviously, we see the fruits of that labour at the weekend.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Jack's been chomping at the bit to get in the team, and he's been here a bit longer than Jan. He came like November ready, if you like, ready for Jan. So he's been training really well, and you know, we see things like that in training all the time from Jack, and he's got this ability to go past people and get in the box. And I think we've been talking as a group about, you know, making our moments count in the final third, and I think on Saturday they did that really, really well. And yeah, Jack, I think, was superb when he came on at half time.
Obviously, we saw a few players playing out position, Danny, a bit deeper than usual. Any updates on those injuries, Bishop as well?
Yeah, so first of all, I thought Danny was brilliant again as a six, and I think he was fantastic in there with Ethan, a bit of a different role, but he's a talented player. So like when called upon, he did some great stuff. I think without the ball, he was really good as well. In terms of the injuries, the long terms we know about. Teddy's 50-50, so he's touch and go whether he'll make tomorrow. And Freddie, we've got a little bit of an issue with again, which we're not too sure about. So he might be, again, something we assess today when they come into the building, and we'll see about tomorrow.
That potentially, is it one that it could be nothing or it could be a season?
Yeah, I think most injuries that come on a match day or a training day, they take 48, 72 before you can really scan them and have a look at them and see what's going on. And if it's scanned and it's a little bit more, then you have to the medical team have to go a bit more of a deep dive. If it's not too much from a scan, then you know it's not going to cause some more damage. So we're in that situation really with Freddie now after the game. And Teddy's, yeah, hopefully we'll have a look at him today, see how he goes.
Of course, there was a lovely article that went out yesterday on the coach's voice that you were part of. A lot of Lincoln City fans will have read. I wanted to touch on what you said about alignment. How important is it to have all the staff that don't work under you but work alongside you, I suppose, aligned with the same vision as yourself? How important is that?
Yeah, I think, you know, alignment comes from everything in the club. I think it comes from the CEO and the board to myself. It comes from the commercial team to the board. It comes from every part of the club. And I think, like, and then from that situation, it comes to the football department, if you like, from the recruitment and Jez and myself, and then even to our multidisciplinary team, the medical, the sports science, how we want to play, how we keep players fit. I think alignment is just a key ingredient in football, which when you see clubs being successful at every level, they've got good alignment. When generally you see clubs not doing too well, it's because the alignment's gone. So for me, it's a really important part of this club, and it's got that in abundance, and it's just keeping that to keep progressing really.
Looking at matters on the pitch then, you've only lost once since you came in to a team underneath you, twice all season. Cambridge tomorrow, it's going to be a different game to one on the weekend.
Yeah, I think like we have to be really, really mindful and really, really careful that we don't underestimate teams at this level. And I said to the lads, you know, this 3 points is the same as the last 3 points. We did really well at Barnsley, but it was the same 3 points. Both games are worth 3 points. So we have to, we always say like we respect everybody, but we fear nobody from top to bottom. And we'll give Cambridge a huge respect. They've brought in a really experienced manager under Gary Monk. They picked up a point against a Northampton team that are doing really well. So we know this is going to be a really, really tough game, but we need to start fast, we need to start bright, and we need to be on it to try and get 3 points. And I think going away to Barnsley and doing really well and not doing so well against Cambridge is not a good result against Barnsley. If we turn this game around in 3 days and do really well, then all of a sudden these two games look really good for us. So we have to be really respectful and we have to really work hard for 3 points. It's not going to be as easy as probably people start to feel. And the game will feel different. The game at Barnsley was open, and we knew that it'd be open because they like the ball. This game's going to be different. I think they'll come, you know, strong defensively and try and catch us on the counter. So the whole story of this game is going to have a different feel to it.
You've got 9 games left in the season in the league. Is it 9 cup finals to get to those playoffs, obviously viewed as the outsiders now, but it's still a realistic possibility.
Still a way to go, you know, but I think the lads over the last few games have done brilliantly. For me, it's every game. You just have to take every game, and every, like I say, it might be a cliche, it might not, but every game's worth 3 points. And now we have to go to Cambridge and just focus heavily on Cambridge. Today we have to be focused on the training pitch. We have to be composed, we have to be professional, we have to be focused. And that's what's been great about these lads. We just go to the next challenge, and Cambridge is all we're thinking about at the minute.
And you're seeing that belief in the squad. You're also seeing it in the fans. I think it was nearly 2,000 that made the trip to Barnsley, and of course under the lights tomorrow. Are you expecting the fans to really get behind you as always?
The fans have been brilliant since I've been in, since I've known it. But I think what's really exciting is they're starting to feel the excitement on the pitch, and probably the way that we're playing and how we want to play as a team. And hopefully they're seeing some kind of football that they can connect with, and they're seeing a group of players which are working hard in every moment. And I think when you see players working hard for wins, to stop goals, you know, we look at the situation where we conceded on Saturday and our team's fuming, and Lucas is fuming, and the back line's fuming. And that just shows you what the group's about. That just shows you that they're not happy with that. And, you know, some would say, oh, don't worry, you're winning 5-1, but our group's not happy with that. And we keep pushing, we keep trying to improve, and we keep trying to get better. And I think the fans are part of that, and they're definitely on the journey with us in that sense.
No one is getting carried away then, and the head coach is keen to ensure that everyone goes into Tuesday's game with the right level of intensity. Ethan Arahan found himself anchoring the midfield on Saturday, allowing Danny Mandroyo and Jack Moylan the attacking freedom that they use to devastating effect. Those are two relatively new partners for him, but he's happy to adapt to whomever is selected alongside him.
I think it's part and parcel of the game, isn't it? You know, lads are coming in and out, and it's on you to, you know, keep yourself right and hopefully be available for selection for the last remaining 9 games of the season. You know, it's sad to see the boys get injured, especially when I'm on a good run of form, Ham, O'Connor and Teddy as well. So, you know, it's going to miss them as well. But, you know, playing in the next to Dano was also good on Saturday, and it brought something different to the team.
What's it like? Do you have to adapt to your own game when you're playing next to these new players? Obviously, Danny, that's the deepest he's played, really, as a player. So is it different for you and your game?
Yeah, some ways. I mean, I think when you've got people like Dano in the next, you just sort of give him the freedom to go and express himself. And, you know, that showed with one or two of the goals, especially when Jack came on as well in the midfield area. So, you know, when you've got two more attacking players next year, you sort of just give them the freedom and you hold the fort in there, which is fine. That's what I'm used to anyway. So, you know, it's not too different. Everyone in the midfield, including the lads that are injured, bring something different to the team anyway, so it's all positive, yeah.
You say the holding the fort, that's kind of like the unsung role, isn't it? Yeah. I think I looked at your goal involvement stats, I think you've only got 5 since you joined the club, but yet you're still regarded as one of the most valuable and important players at the club. Yeah. What's that like, knowing that you might not have the numbers, but you know that you make a difference?
I think I've been like that, you know, my whole career now. I think I'm 180 games in now. I've played 8 for a bit. But I've always, you know, naturally been a 6 international as well. So, you know, I'm used to sort of that unsung hero role, shall we say. But it's an important role in the team, and, you know, the lads appreciate, I'm sure, the job that I do for them sometimes.
You've played over 3,600 minutes, and only Lucas has played more. What's it like fitness-wise these days as a professional footballer? I suppose it's the only thing you've ever known, isn't it, this level of fitness? But it's insane, isn't it?
This is my, obviously, first full year in English football. And I was actually looking at it last night as well, because it's funny, because in Scotland, I think we'd have played about 30 games, you know, and the season's nearly done. Now I've played 40 here this season, I've missed 2, and, you know, it's just a slight difference. But as I said, it's on yourself to live right away from football and train well and stuff and make sure you're ready for the Saturday or Tuesday.
You say this is your first full season, isn't it? Obviously, you're still a very young player, but because of the role that you kind of have moulded into your own, you're kind of viewed as not an older player, but a leadership figure. What's that like, being so young but also being a bit of a leader as well in the team?
Yeah, I think that comes, you know, with the amount of games I've played as well. I've played a lot of games for my age, and I've been in loads of different change rooms, so I know how football works, and I know the dynamics in change rooms and stuff. And, you know, when called upon, I'm happy to be a leader on the pitch and off the pitch and help any lads that may need help.
And Cambridge is going to be a different game to what you would have played at the weekend. A lot of fans expecting you to take the game to Cambridge rather than, you know, sit back and invite the pressure. What are you thinking going towards that game? What are your thoughts?
I think it's on us to, you know, bring the same intensity that we brought to Barnsley away. You know, that comes from the lads in the change room, leaders, as you said, to drive those standards and mentality. And, you know, we'll make the game exciting tomorrow and we'll hopefully take it to Cambridge from minute one.
And is that buzz about the playoffs slowly getting louder and louder in the dressing room, or are you trying your best to drown it out with some terrible music? Who's the DJ in the dressing room?
Usually Bish, Rico now, probably, since Bish has been out, missed Saturday there. But, you know, we don't want to get too involved with that just now. You know, we're just taking each game by it comes, each game as it comes. You know, we've got 9 games left. And we'll just try and win every single one.
Yeah, there's certainly a bit of buzz about the place, isn't there? There are still tickets left to join us for the last game under the lights at the LNER Stadium this season. And don't forget, if you can't be there, the match is being streamed live on iFollow, wherever you are. Bye for now.